Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Philly Sports Team Show. And tonight, my host is Clintus Williams. How are you, Clintus?
Sure. How are you, man?
Good. Tonight, we'll be talking about recapping week number 8 of the NFL season and looking ahead to week number 9. So, already halfway through. So, what do you think of the games like yesterday? I mean, I didn't get a chance to watch the 1 o'clock games.
No. Oh, well, so the Eagles game was decent. I mean, they did what they had to do. In bad weather, winds was crazy. So, you know, the ground, the air attack wasn't really going to work. So what Doug Peterson did is ran the ball. And
yep,
I told
exactly
you
exactly what we've been saying.
Yeah, and I told you before, I said when the Eagles score, run over 100 yards, they're basically unstoppable in games.
Yep. And I think they're 3-1 when Jordan Howard scored a touchdown. At least one touchdown this season. So, yeah, we said on Friday that we need to run the ball, and they obviously didn't. I mean, the weather impacted the game.
Yeah.
From what I saw, kept looking at my phone and it didn't look good at first, but second half,
it really blew it open.
Turned around. That second half, that touchdown before halftime turned around the game. Yeah, I was listening on the radio, heard that. And I was like, why are they going for two? And then, of course, they made it. At first, I said...
Well, he went for two because the wind was so bad that a 33-yard field goal felt longer because it kept pushing everybody. He said on pregames that the area the end zone he was at, they said both kickers was having trouble kicking field goals in that direction. They figured, why not? If you was going to miss the extra point, you might as well go for it and go for two instead.
Yep. I didn't realize that at the time because I was just listening in the car, so I was like, why ain't he going for two? It's stupid, but hey, it worked out at the end of the day.
Right.
Wins played good. He played good in the second half. Howard obviously played good. Remember, we said Friday that he's probably going
to
have a good
Howard,
game. Cause,
94 yards on the ground on Howard part.
Yep.
Miles Sanders, scoring his first rushing touchdown this season. Excellent. I think it was a play of the game right there.
A lot of Eagle fans there. That's all. Well, I mean, I heard.
I wouldn't say a lot, but it just... to me, it didn't really seem like a lot. The Eagles fans out there to make it feel like a Eagles invasions like most road games were, especially last year. But it was like a good amount. It was like an average amount. Let's put it that way. It wasn't like a complete Eagles takeover in my eyes.
No, I don't think they would have took over Buffalo because their fan base is loyal. Did you watch any other games? I don't know if there was what was the other game on TV?
Well, I didn't really bother watching the any other like 1 o'clock games. I watched the highlights and stuff of the 1 o'clock games and stuff. One that stood out was one game that really stood out last week. I would say watching Drew Brees come back during the 1 o'clock game. Drew Brees over to make his comeback. I was really excited for that.
Yeah, we said Friday that we thought that he was going to sit out, but they played him.
Yeah, he played him.
I had him in my fantasy, so it worked out for me. And I did start Jordan Howard. Did you end up starting Jordan Howard yourself?
No, I did not start Jordan Howard.
Yeah, I did. I made that last minute decision.
Yeah.
I mean, there was really no upsets last yesterday. Looking at the scores.
Yeah. Well,
every game.
Did you hear? Yeah. Did you bother to look at any or watch any of Tennessee and Tampa Bay highlights?
I saw the ending. I saw some of the, because I got home in time to watch like the fourth quarter of the games, because I was watching Red Zone.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Now, the big thing, the big talk that everybody's talking about today was about James Winston and Bruce Arians saying that James Winston is not the problem of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when it comes to throwing interceptions. Do you agree with that, or do you just think it's time for Tampa Bay to get a move on from James Winston?
At the end of the season, yeah, they should move on, just like Carolina should move on from Cam Newton. I mean, obviously Carolina has kind of moved on already. But I don't know, is Cam Newton even healthy, or is he just still injured?
He's not Cam. He said he's still going to rest him, even after. I think the loss to Carolina suffered this week, like, really knocked him back down to earth. Because I think the 49ers really put some respect onto the name.
Yeah, we were both wrong on that. We thought San Francisco was going to lay an egg there. I've been saying, I said in the preseason that they were my sleeper team. I didn't expect this. I mean, I expected 10-6 and winning the division by a hair, but they keep playing like this. They can run away with the division. They have Arizona in 3 days on Thursday Night Football, which is not going to be an easy game.
Yeah.
It's actually going to be an entertaining game, I think, because Kyle Murray is actually pretty good. So, I was wrong about him.
Yeah. I think it's going to take time for Kyle Murray to
develop, yeah.
Him. Like, I also had him winning Rookie of the Year this year, too. So, he was my Rookie of the Year.
He probably will.
Like, I had him at the beginning of the season that he was going to win Rookie of the Year.
Yeah. Yeah, Offensive Rookie of the Year. I don't know who's going to win defense. Probably Nick Bosa. Most of the games that we... All the games we predicted in the 1 o'clock game, I think we got right. The only game I didn't get right was the Tampa Bay game, because I picked Tampa Bay. I think you got all the 1 o'clock games right, so I'm not mistaken.
Right. Yeah.
Is there another game that stood out? Was that Drew Brees looked like he didn't miss a step.
Drew Brees didn't miss a step. Even without Kamara, he looked good.
Yeah.
Washington put up the Kansas City and the Green Bay, the Sunday night game also. That was still without Patrick Mahomes.
They still
put up an entertaining game till Aaron Rodgers did his thing.
Yep, exactly. Now, there was no really upsets in yesterday. I mean, I think all the favorites won, didn't they?
Not really. Well, what about the Chicago Bears? The Bears. Shut up.
Oh, yeah. The Bears are that was the only upset. I guess you call it an upset.
I mean, now, going to Mac Nagy's explanation, he says that the Bears threw down and they settled for a 46-yard field goal, which they had, like, a timeout left, but they decided to take a knee to run the clock down just to set up the game-winning field goal at all.
And they missed again.
And he missed. And they're starting to
Boy.
They can't get them again. Now, we'll be at the Bears game this Sunday.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock,
yeah. Yeah, I'll be missing most of that game because I'll be at work again.
But he says that Matt Nagy also says that he doesn't regret his decision and that it should be more that he has faith in his team. Now, do you think if you have over 30 seconds left, would you, knowing that your field goal kicker is having trouble making kicks, would you settle or would you at least try to run another play or two to get closer?
I would have ran with David Montgomery with one timeout. I mean, he was effective all game. So I would have tried to get at least 10 more yards, if not 5, to try to get closer. You always want to get closer for your kicker to get a game-winning field goal. Unless you're Adam Vinatieri or Matt Ryan or one of those veterans.
No, even Matt Ryan. He's been missing them too.
Yeah. I mean, Adam Vinatieri and Clutch is just Clutch.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that game, Denver was winning that game most of the game until Adam met he's a future Hall of Famer. I mean, I don't know how many kickers are in the Hall of Fame, but he's definitely one, right? Don't you think?
Yeah. I believe so.
Yeah.
I'll put him down in the like, top first ballot Hall of Famers once.
Yeah, he's probably the best kicker of all time. I mean, most clutch, at least. What else? 4 o'clock games. Cleveland,
Leighton and Ducey against the Patriots. It's no surprise there.
Yeah.
But also,
so much for that. Guarantee.
Guarantee win. But also, you have Deshaun Watson, leading another huge comeback statement win over the Oakland Raiders.
I think Deshaun's in the conversation for MVP. That guy's amazing.
Do you blame him? I mean, to me, he reminds me of a younger version of Michael Vick.
Yeah, or Randall Cunningham.
Yeah, it's just sad to see J.J. Watt's season go down.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, that's what, second or third straight year he's out for the season? He hasn't played a full season in like 3 years. He's like Jason Peters. Injury prone. I mean, San Francisco, as we mentioned, made a huge, huge statement against Carolina. I thought that was going to be a lot closer game. But they look good with Emmanuel Sanders looks good. And we should have traded for him. We'll get to the trade deadline and what possible trades the Eagles could make before tomorrow's 4 p.m.
Well, we already made
4
one,
p.m.?
Yeah, 4 o'clock tomorrow. We already made one trade today.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's going to be a major impact.
It's not
he's even going to get on the field.
It's not a major impact, but I think it's more like it gives a pass rusher a boost a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's more for depth. I don't know. I don't think he's going to get on the field. Look what we did last year. We traded for Golden Tate, and the coaches didn't even utilize him. I think that's what caused this in the playoff. They should have either never traded for him or they should have used him more.
Oh, he's still good. Golden Tate was still clutch. He scored a game-winning touchdown in the wild card game.
He was a bust or not. Golden Tate. It wasn't Golden Tate's fault. It was the coaching staff. What else? You got tonight's game. I mean, Thursday night game we already talked about on Friday, so. Baltimore and Dallas had a bye. Right now, live, the Steelers are beating the Miami Dolphins 27-14. They were a 14-point favorite, so if this score holds up, Miami would be covering. So, and there's about 5 minutes left.
Yeah,
there's still 5 minutes left. Miami has the ball. Almost at halfway. You think Miami's going to go winless?
Nah. They say the bench Josh Rosen. I just think Miami is a quarterback. But yeah, they just need a new coaching staff, period.
I don't know. I don't think they're gonna fire their coach. They just got him, didn't they?
I don't know. It don't seem like it.
I thought he was a new rookie head coach. Let me check.
But So there's a lot of interesting names out there for this thing. Eagles are looking again. One is Ruby Anderson.
Yep.
For
the Jets.
The corner from Denver. Chris
Harris. Mike Evans.
Yeah, I heard Mike Evans free, but they're also saying that Tampa Bay's not sure if they want to be part of buyers or sellers when it comes to that.
Yeah, I don't see him getting traded.
Yeah. And it was also tossed saying now, if I'm not sure if you noticed that, when it comes to the NFL, the NBA, NHL, and the Major League Baseball, when it comes to their trade deadlines, they end their trade deadlines almost 2/3 of the way the season ends. Compared to the NFL, where it also just waits to the halfway point in the season ended.
Yeah.
You think the NFL should push it, join in the trend and wait till week 10 or 11 to have a move a trade line in? Because usually they already push the trade line from that because it used to be week 6 was the trade line now to week after week 8. But do you think it should join in the 2/3 along with everybody else?
Yeah. I think they should wait until everybody has a bye week. To be honest, actually. I think they should
start
making bye weeks. They should cut down the bye week and make it. The bye week should end at week 10.
I think it's right. 13, because you got everybody have to, because you have a full slate of games the first 3 weeks. And then you have everybody have their bye weeks going all the way up till after. Till Thanksgiving.
Week 12? Yeah,
week 12.
And you have the last 4 weeks of full games.
Yeah.
So
I would
say
if you
second week of the second Tuesday of November, I would make the trade deadline. So about week 10.
Yeah.
As you said, week 10, 11.
In between that.
Yeah, and that's where I would end the bye weeks too. Give it at least five more weeks of full football. Eight total.
Yeah, because you also have teams like Philadelphia Eagles, the Chargers. They're still in playoff contention, but not sure if they really want to make moves.
Yeah, teams are going to make a move just to make a move. Like the Lions, I think there's another cornerback for the Lions. It's rumored to. Eagles are heavily interested in him, but are the Lions going to pull the trigger? That's the thing. Because the Lions are just right there with us. They beat us, so they have the tiebreaker.
Yeah, they had a tiebreaker.
If it came down to it.
Matt Patricia is more like a really defensive coach.
Yeah.
I always said, if for some odd reason, and that's what I really wanted as a head coach, I wanted a defensive head coach. You're never going to find anything like it. I think if you can find a coach like Bruce Arians, really good on defense. Or if you find yourself a good offensive coordinator and with a defensive head mind, I think it's a better combination than having like a strong offensive head coach, because he believes in an offensive head coach that he can also play defense. And it doesn't really always work out that way.
Yep. I don't think there's going to be any big trades going down tomorrow. It doesn't usually happen. It rarely happens in the NFL during the season. So I don't know what your thoughts are. Do you think the Eagles are going to make up any big splash? Or do you think today was their move?
I don't know. I'm going to tell you the truth. I really don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hoping that they're saying DeSean Jackson might come back and along with Darren Sproles will come back and start practicing this week. So if that's the case, then I see no reason in trying to trade for another speedster wide receiver. And I'll just go for some defensive back.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, it all depends on the line that they're going to pull the trigger, unless we get Chris Harris.
Yeah. Or Denver.
I'd actually prefer. I don't know who I would prefer, Chris Harris or Slay from the Lions. But see, I don't think the Lions are going to pull the trigger. And I certainly don't think the Bucs are going to pull the trigger on Mike Evans right now. If anything, they're waiting to the offseason.
Yeah. The day two, I think they have a better chance if they were going to snatch these guys up. I will probably wait till even the off season too.
Yeah, because you don't know. Lions are still in it. Tampa Bay's technically still in it.
I think Tampa Bay right now, for me, is too delusional, especially against the whole Jameis Winston thing. I think they have to realize that Jameis Winston is his fault. I mean, the dude leads the league in interceptions every year. Bruce Arians said himself that it was because his wide receivers not going out and making plays and stopping on routes. And that's it. I don't really think so. It's just sometimes you just have to open your eyes and say, it's either, try doing what most coaches do, bench your quarterback. Put in another quarterback and see how your team reacts. Then Denson makeup thing. You can't just draw that one conclusion from just having that one guy out there. I'm not sure if you remember the game that Nav got benched years ago.
Yeah.
And how many Nav came back the following week. I mean, sometimes you have to, as a coach. I think at the time it was Corey Dettmer. What a joke.
You know, who's in the base backup right now?
I really don't know. Well, anybody can be better. It's just, I think you don't have to bench a player just to make headlines. Sometimes you have to bench a player to make a statement.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to bench him right now. Even though he's horrible. Yeah.
And what James Winston is, I will just bench whoever. I will bench him. Especially.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many bad quarterbacks.
Their defense keeps them in the games. The sad part is their defense kept them in the game the whole game long. And they still had a chance to win, no matter how bad James Winston plays.
Exactly. And,
no matter how bad he plays, it's just that it's your quarterback. If your quarterback is not throwing like over lead interceptions, but yet you're still in the game, knowing that your quarterback is saying something not against the wide receivers, it's your quarterback. And he needs to be benched to go with someone else.
I mean, Tennessee did it. They benched Mariota.
Yeah, and look what's going on with how Tennessee responded.
Yeah. I mean, Tannehill got benched in Miami before. No, he didn't get benched. He was hurt. But who else? Who else is the bad quarterback?
Oh, Josh.
Mitch Trubisky.
Mitch Trubisky, but yeah, Matt Nagy's not going to.
They traded up too much to get him.
But to tell you the truth, if they really wanted Trubisky, they did not really need to trade up to get him. They would have fell right into their laps. They would have never given up what they gave up for him.
Didn't they move to number two to get him or something?
Yeah, they moved. They moved to number two to get Trubisky, which they would have fell right into the lap.
Yeah, so they're not giving up on him now. It sucks because Bear fans don't like him. It sucks for him. It doesn't suck for us because we're playing him that. So, and I'll keep saying it, Baker Mayfield. It's trash right now. He's overrated. I mean, his offensive line sucks, but he's not. He's awful too.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong, Cleveland.
They picked the wrong head coach.
Yeah.
I think Baker Mayfield wanted Freddie Kitchens as his head coach.
Besides the success they had last year. Freddie's probably better than an offensive coordinator than a head coach.
My point is definitely. You can't. Especially.
They should have just kept him
if you're going
as the offensive coordinator and hire a veteran coach.
So this is.
But their season is falling apart. What, they're 2-5?
Yeah, 2-5.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not making the playoffs in that division. Ravens are going to win that division.
Yeah. That's going to be an interesting game the Ravens got coming up. New England. Sunday Night Football.
Ravens in New England. That's going to be good. I think Ravens, when we get to our predictions, I can smell an upset right there. Now, do you think the Eagles win yesterday? How would that affect the rest of the season? Do you think they can still win the division, or is it still wait and see?
I would say it's a more wait and see type thing. You like to see, you got the Cowboys going. You got your, still have the Cowboys going up. If they can win out, because only two, you have two tough teams on their schedule, and that's
New England,
Seattle. There's already talks about how the NFL is thinking about flexing the Seattle game into a 4 o'clock game.
Which
one game already
after, after yesterday, I don't think they will. Yeah, you said Friday. One game they said was Cowboys in New England, right?
Yeah. They're still talking. It's no word. I mean, it's all rumors. But they already flexed one game this week. For a week. They flexed the Carolina and Green Bay game in week 10 from 1 o'clock to 4:25.
Oh, wow. Which one did they take out?
No, I mean, they moved the Carolina game from a 1 o'clock, that Green Bay, Carolina, week 10, from 1 o'clock to 4:25.
Okay. Have they even moved any Sunday night games yet?
No, this will be probably the first Sunday night game, if need be.
The Steelers game just ended, and the Steelers won 27-14. So... the Steelers didn't cover that, but they still won. They're 3-5 now. And the Dolphins are 0-7.
Yeah, it's too cold for the so-called fish magic.
Yeah, I think they're going to ride him until the end of the season, unless he gets hurt.
We'll see. Well, yeah. So, speaking of the Dolphins, did you also hear that how they deactivated Kenyon Drake just to trade him?
Yeah. So he was he didn't travel with the team yesterday. So. Hello.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
He's making sure.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Yeah, he didn't travel to team and all.
And they traded him to
Arizona.
They traded him to Arizona.
Yeah, went down to the Cardinals for, I think, a 6th-round pick. That could turn into a 5th.
Yeah, I mean, because Arizona's hurting at running back. They lost David Johnson and Edmonds.
Yeah. It's like really saying something, knowing that not being able to travel with your team, just knowing to find out before game day that you've been traded anyway. It's like...
Yeah. To even... I mean, Arizona's not as bad as Dolphins, but he's not going to a contender, so it sucks.
You never know. I mean, the Cardinals can be played spoilers.
James Conner got injured in the game. Pretty mad he injured his shoulder. That's not good for the Steelers. I mean, with all the running backs out there that could be traded, Melvin Gordon, would the Chargers trade him to the Steelers? I mean, did the Steelers even have enough to get him? No, I don't think the Steelers would. Because they have other running backs. But that sucks. Because I have James Conner on my team now. He's out. Him.
Yeah, it's not been a good fit. It's not a good year for me in fantasy either. I mean, last year, I had two fantasy teams that took two championships.
Yeah.
won one, lost one. This year, I'm just falling apart.
Yeah, I have one team that's about to be 4-4, and the other two are going to be 3-5. Yes, the other two leagues worse than I won, and the one I'm good at, I lost pretty badly, too. You're the last place team, too.
Ouch. Oh.
Yeah, the team I lost to was 1-5. Go figure.
I think it's kind of hard.
That one, maybe 1-6 or something. But you want to get to some predictions for the week?
Yeah. Get to some predictions.
Yeah. But we can
get there. Or,
so you got Arizona and San Francisco on Thursday night. Arizona's already a 9.5-point underdog.
Which I will still. It's going to be a good game, but I do have San Francisco winning that.
Yeah, I do too. I think they win 27-16. And Drake is going to be, I think Drake is going to play because the other two running backs are injured or out for the game. Washington, Buffalo. That's interesting.
I'll take Buffalo. Buffalo will bounce back.
Yeah, Buffalo's already 10-point favorite. I take Buffalo in that too. Probably 30-17. Let's see. We'll save this other one for last. Our Chicago and Philly. You got Jacksonville and Houston. Jacksonville is at home. And there are 2 points in the
game.
It's a London game. That's right.
So 9:30. And I will take Jacksonville in that because it's in London. I will take Jacksonville to win that.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think Jacksonville's going to win. Houston. When Jacksonville
Houston to win, but knowing that Philadelphia is the only team that beaten Jacksonville in London, and how Jacksonville always play when it's in their home, this is like their second home. I will take Jacksonville to win.
Yeah, I'll take Jacksonville to win. Okay, I'll say 17-14. Tennessee and Carolina. Carolina is a 3-point favorite. I'll take Carolina to bounce back and win 26-23. Are you taking Carolina too?
I will take Carolina too.
Kansas City and Minnesota has no line. I think
I will pick Kansas City if Patrick Mahomes plays. If he doesn't, I'm going with Minnesota.
I'm going to go with Kansas City either way. They're at home. They've already lost, 3 straight at home. I don't see them losing 4 straight at home. So I think they win in a tight game. 30-23. You got the Jets in Miami. Oh boy.
I'm taking the Jets.
Yeah, the Jets are a 5-point. Yeah, the Jets are a 5-point favorite. 5.5-point favorite. I take the Jets. I'll say 15-6. I don't see any touchdowns.
Well, I'll take it. You say all field goals.
Yeah. or miss extra point from Miami. Not Pittsburgh and Indy. No line on that either. The over-under is 41.5. I'm going to say I take Indy in that. I'll say 24-17.
Yeah, I'll take Pittsburgh. I'll take Pittsburgh. The most score. I don't have any, like, prediction scores yet, but I will say Pittsburgh can win.
Yeah. Oakland and Detroit. Wow, the over-under is 15.5. So that's a big number. And Oakland's 2.5-point favorite.
I would definitely want to take Detroit in this.
I'm going to take Oakland in a high-scoring, entertaining game, 35-31.
Yeah, one thing I do have to say about it, because after the last year with how they played with Oakland, that John Gruden really, like, starting to learn the new ways of the NFL.
Yeah. And I'm not a big John Gruden fan, so.
I'm not a John Gruden fan either. And it really proved, and it proved last year with Washington that everything, that he just wasn't meant to be in the NFL. But this year,
yeah,
he's changing my mind.
Without like Antonio Brown.
I think with the Antonio Brown thing helped change my mind, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
How well he adapted not having him in there.
Exactly. And Derek Carr is actually better. He's a better quarterback than last year. I mean, yeah. They have some talent there. I was kind of wrong with Oakland because I had them really bad in the preseason. I forget if you did too.
Yeah.
Actually, this is the game that you predicted the tie, remember?
Oh, yeah. No, I want to stick with that. I will say it was a tie. I knew one team would have a tie, but Detroit already beat me week one with tying with the Arizona Cardinals.
So you're going to say another tie? Detroit can have two ties?
I can't say another tie. I can't see a team ever having two ties in the season. So I have to pick Detroit to win.
You got Seattle and Tampa Bay. 6.5-point favorite for Seattle, which I think is low. I thought it would be 10.
No, way too much is playing. I'm definitely going to take Seattle.
Yeah. Everybody pick up Seattle's defense.
I think
Seattle. You did?
I did pick Seattle's defense. I got rid of Houston as my backup fantasy team. And here's the funny part. I did find San Francisco's on waiver this week on one of my fantasy leagues. Someone had to drop, I guess, San Francisco's defense, which I did, was able to pick them up. I requested them from waiver.
I have New Orleans, so I have to pick up somebody. So hopefully Seattle I can pick up. I'm going to take Seattle to win 32-10. Cleveland and Denver.
Yep.
Denver is a 2.5-point underdog at home. This is going to be a real interesting game. I think Denver wins.
Two tanking teams. Well, I'm going to go with the Browns. I'll go with the Browns. This is a game that the Browns will somehow win. Don't know how. But both of these teams are, like, tanking badly.
Yeah, I don't know if the Browns are tanking. I think they're just that bad. I'm going to say Denver wins Denver wins, I don't know, 21-17. Green Bay and Los Angeles Chargers. That could be an interesting game. Green Bay traveling to Los Angeles. 3.5 point in favorites. And over under 26.5. I'm going to take the Chargers here. I think they're going to ride that momentum of beating the Bears on the road. And I think they're going to upset the Packers. I think the Packers are due for a loss.
I don't see it coming from the Chargers whatsoever. Packers are due for a loss, but they're not coming from the Chargers. I want to take with the Packers.
I think the Chargers win in a tight one, 28-24. I don't know. I just have a gut feeling that that could be the upset of the week. And then the game of the year so far, possibly, New England and Baltimore. Baltimore.
That should be the upset of the year.
Baltimore is a 3.5 point underdog at home. I mean, that's because New England's undefeated. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, New England has the best defense in the league, which is not really known for, to tell you the truth. New England was never known for their defense.
Yeah, I think this is going to be their biggest test of the season for them, facing running quarterback Lamar Jackson. Baltimore's coming off a bye, so they haven't extra week to prepare, and they're at home on Sunday night. So,
that's why I want to definitely take Baltimore in this game.
Yep, I'm taking Baltimore too. To end their undefeated season, I think the Ravens win 27-24 in overtime.
And then you have.
I'll take one step further, overtime. And then you got the cowgirls. Yeah, you got the cowgirls and G-men on Monday Night Football. The cowgirls are 7-point favorites, 48 over under. I'm tempted to take the Giants. Tempted.
Yeah, I'm tempted.
I will take the Giants.
I want to be in first place after this, but just knowing how the Cowboys play on the road.
You know what?
Daniel Jones, this has proven something.
Yeah, he has.
They're not playing Eli Manning this time. They're playing Daniel Jones.
Yep. I'm going to go out on a limb and say 24-24 tie. On Monday night. And the four bye teams are Atlanta Falcons, Cincinnati Bengals, New Orleans Saints, and the Los Angeles Rams are on all bye. Now to our big game, Chicago Bears and the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles are 4.5 point favorite at home. They're back at home after 3 weeks. You know why they were on the road? Because the NFL thought the Phillies were going to be in the playoffs. How ironic.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah. I think the NFL really did jinx the Phillies there this year.
Even the NFL thought that we were going to be in the playoffs, and they gave us 3 weeks on the road. Well, we went 1-2 on that road trip. We're back at home for three straight, because we have a bye next week. I just hope the Eagles are not looking ahead to the bye week and laying egg, because the Bears are going to come in hungry, and they're due for a win. I'm not saying they're going to win, I'm just saying... They're due for a win. They're out for payback, redemption from last year. They felt that it felt like they should have won that game last year, and they probably should have.
So, well, the double dunker is not really how you want to see your season end. And they called a double dunk, but the ball was tipped at the line of scrimmage. So someone did get a piece of the ball to make it a double dunk.
And the Bears probably have been circling this game since the schedule came out. So this is their Super Bowl right here, facing us in Philadelphia. So, what's your prediction? Scoring and stuff.
So I want to say score. I'll say if the Eagles will break 30 points, Eagles win. Eagles run the ball like you always have to. Eagles win.
Oh, that's right. It's Jordan Howard and Alshon Jeffries. Former team.
Yeah.
Jordan Howard faces former team for the first time.
Yeah. So.
Feed him the ball. I doubt Doug Peterson's listening to us, but if he is, feed him the ball, Doug. I think the Eagles win 23-13 in the Jordan Howard game. He runs for over 100 yards and two touchdowns. And
would
the Eagles win 23-13.
Yep. That part is the Eagles haven't had a 100-yard rusher yet this season, so.
Exactly.
He was going to do it. And Miles Sanders is still hurt.
Yeah.
It's unique.
It was his hamstring, right? Or was it?
Shoulder,
that's right. Hopefully it's just a sprain, I think.
We'll see.
What else?
I mean, you got that. But let me ask you, have you been following any of the NBA at all? So,
yeah.
Basketball?
NBA,
how
yeah. I've been watching.
How do you feel about the Sixers? Just
as a Sixers fan, or just as?
I mean, as a team, do you really think? Because a lot of people are picking them to be the favorite out of the East this year.
I don't want to sound biased, but I think this team has a swagger to them. I watched most of all the games. I watched most of their games so far. I think this team has a swagger to them. This team has that vibe to them, and they're different from last year. They're just hungry. I think they're the most hungry team in the East, besides Milwaukee. I think they have something to prove. Embiid is hungry. Simmons is hungry. The whole team is hungry. I mean, I know you're not. You're a Lakers fan, right? Or
yeah, I mean, all Lakers fans, I will say that I was never a big fan of LeBron James coming to LA.
Yeah, I mean, you can always become a Sixers fan now.
Well, I'm more like the old Showtime Lakers. That's why. That will always be mine.
You're
like
my
right
brother.
There.
My brother was a huge Kobe fan. So he wasn't technically a Lakers fan, but he was a Kobe fan.
Yeah, and that's what really drew me to the Lakers was
the Lakers,
Kobe Bryant and Shaquille. Phil Jackson. That's what that drew me to the Lakers right there.
Yeah, I understand that. But you don't necessarily root against the Sixers or anything like that.
No, I don't root against the Sixers. I'll tell you the truth. these last 2 years, I have been enjoying most of the Sixers game, most since the Iverson era.
Yeah.
This is the most I've actually been paying attention to the Sixers.
And they're a fun team to watch.
Yeah.
And you've been watching.
I'm not saying they're bad. I haven't been, like, following it. Like, I saw the opening with the Boston Celtics.
So.
Very impressed. But the Clippers, how do you feel about Kawhi choosing to go to join the rival Clippers and actually trying to rival LeBron James? Most people say.
I thought it was.
Most people. Yeah.
I had Kawhi going to the Clippers before he announced it. I just had that feeling he was going to go to the Clippers. But I didn't see Paul George going there. That was a shocker there.
I think now this year it's going to be fun.
I think Kawhi went there.
Oh,
yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's a whole reason why Kawhi went to the Clippers. Because he didn't want to be in the shadow of LeBron and Anthony Davis. He wanted to partner with his own guy, in Paul George, and beat them. So, and it's actually better for the NBA that Kawhi went to the Clippers. It makes it more intriguing. The NBA is wide open now. I don't know. Golden
State is blah.
Yeah, because even Golden State is not great anymore. There's no great team. Right now, I know it's only a week in, not even a week in yet.
Well, Golden State posts their first win tonight, so.
Yeah. I mean, right now, I think the two best teams in the NBA are probably the Clippers and Sixers. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a Sixers fan, but just from watching, those are the two best teams, at least. I mean, it's only a weekend, so there's no merit to it. It's still too early. What else? You say you didn't watch any. You didn't watch any. You fell asleep during Raw.
Yeah, I fell asleep. That was just awful. As soon as I turned it on, I'm going to sleep. I did see the ending. And then.
What was the ending?
They had the King's Court.
Oh.
With Rusev and Lana.
Oh, it's so stupid.
That was their main attraction. I mean, they started the night with the Kabuki Warriors
and Becky
turning on Paige.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then
I saw that and I said, this is stupid, and I turned it off and I never went back. Right then and there, I knew Raw was going to be dumb. That one moment turned me away from Raw. They're going up against the Steelers in Miami, and that's the kind of show you put on. You could have brought in more view. I would have rather watched Raw than the football game, but the football game was actually more entertaining. Actually, I was watching the Sixers game, so. At least the Sixers won. But. What else?
Yeah, that's mainly nothing really much. I mean, the NFL season, NBA is off for a good hot start.
Yeah, and AEW is on Wednesday night, Tag Team Championship. I haven't heard anything else that's on on Wednesday night.
Full Gear is 2 weeks away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Full Gear is 2 weeks away. Crown Jewel is on Thursday. We talked about that on Friday. Finn, what do you think of Finn Balor turning on, not turning, but turning heel? I guess essentially joining.
I find it interesting.
I actually saw the ending. It was actually intriguing. But did you like it? Or?
I mean, I didn't really see the like the highlights because I don't really follow NXT like that. It's kind of hard to follow NXT because it's not just saying.
I
look at it.
No, I don't either.
You're gonna fall in love with these stars and how they're seeing these calls, how they're using the past like calls now, how they bury them on the main roster. It's just awful.
Exactly. I mean, Finn Balor doesn't fit in NXT right now. This is just weird. But I don't know if he's joining the Undisputed Era, but. Do they really need another guy?
They don't really need another guy. I mean, they're a team of four that holds all the gold.
Yeah.
You don't need another guy.
He would. Unless he wants to be the leader of Undisputed, like he was the leader of Bullet Club.
Yeah. I doubt it. We all know Michael Cole's son. Runs the whole place right down there.
Oh, he does?
Like well, you
Cole
know,
son
Mark,
runs
Adam,
that.
Well, it's
oh,
more
Adam
like
Cole.
Mark, Adam Cole is like, I did not know it, but it makes sense now why I see why he's so heavily favored in NXT now.
Wait, that's Michael Cole's son?
Yeah.
Wait, are you
yeah,
no. I didn't know that. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Wait, let me look this up.
I heard that he is. Adam Cole is the son of Michael Cole.
Wow. Because
he's
50 years old. And Adam Cole is... I know Adam Cole was dating Britt Baker from NXT from AEW. Adam Cole is from Lancaster, PA.
I know
he's
from Lancaster.
Yeah, he's a local guy. Michael Cole.
They say he's not. But in the storyline, they do mention him, and that his son for some strange reason.
Oh, I didn't know there was a storyline there.
Well, it's not a storyline, but like behind the scenes of WWE, that's how I found out.
Oh.
But if you look it up, he's not listed at it, but like behind the storylines, it does make it seem like. Yep, it's his son.
But they're not really son. They're not in real life.
Well, his full name is Austin Jenkins. I don't know what Michael Cole's. Cole, but in but since his Cole, Michael Cole, put the two together.
Yeah, Austin Jenkins, yep. Did you know that Adam Cole was dating Britt Baker?
No, I really don't follow like personal lives like that. Unless they're gonna put it out there on TV. I care less who you're dating.
You know, I only knew that because I read Britt Baker's Wikipedia and it showed up. And I didn't know that. I thought that was interesting that he's dating somebody from AEW and he's on NXT on the same night. I just thought that was interesting. But what else? Do we have anything else?
I have nothing else.
Yeah. I have nothing else either. Yeah. We'll do some plugs and call it a night. Follow us on Twitter at SillySPPodcast and listen to the Dirt Sheet Dudes on every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. and every Friday night at 10 p.m. after SmackDown and Wednesday night after NXT and AEW, and listen to them on Stitcher, Apple, Spotify, Google, all the podcast platforms. This is, if you want to listen to them live, listen to them on Mr.com/DirtSheetDunes. Follow them on Twitter at DirtSheetDunes. I think. And then listen to Wrestling with Reality with John. And I'm not sure when we'll be back. I think we might be back Friday. You said you might not be able to go on.
Are you planning on doing another thing with Doug or anybody else? If it's just you, if you're suspecting this to have a 2-minute show, then no. Well, if you are, I want to have like a large show, I can just join you whenever I get off work after SmackDown.
Yeah, we're going to do it after SmackDown. So.
Oh, so you're having you're having a large show on Friday night then.
Yeah, because Daniel can't go, but me and Doug will, and I guess it will be the three of us. Unless his buddy Brandon's going to join, I'm not sure.
Well, if you're doing a large show, I'll just be an hour late. I wasn't sure if it was just a 2-man show.
I don't know. Daniel's not able to do it, but me and Doug are. And then,
I'll just join in then. I wasn't sure if I will join in. When I get off work, I'll just be late.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll talk it over with Doug and we'll chat it in the chat.
Yeah.
Thank you, Clint, for... Yeah, of course. Thank you for coming on, and it was a good show. Thank you guys for listening. And everybody have a good night. Thanks, Clint.
All right. Good night, man. See you.
Bye.
Bye.